Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Yes, it is that day, the day of transition for both counties. We have both superintendents are having their last day today and handing over the reins to their successors. In this case, in Escambia County, we just talked to Tim Rozic in Santa Rosa County about a half hour ago. In this case, in Escambia County, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Superintendent, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Yes, sir, for our final hurrah.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, there may be other times when we have you on the radio. You never know. But, yes, last time as superintendent, how are you feeling this morning? It's a pretty big day for you.
It's bittersweet. You know, I have been an educator for the last 40 years. So anytime you do something for that period of time, you reflect back and, you know, there's – certainly in my case, more positive moments than negative. Was certainly worthwhile for me personally, and I do believe it's been worthwhile for our district and our students. And we're just proud of having had the opportunity to serve our community in the role of superintendent for 12 years and look back and see all the progress we've made, one-to-one technical devices for every student in our project that we called Vision 2020. To transform how we could perform instruction. Who knew that would, you know, be necessary in 2020 with the pandemic? Our graduation rate is quite a story, and we know that those sort of activities are going to live far beyond our tenure of 12 years.
You know, every time I think about it, I'm amazed. The initiative that you put in a couple of years ago to get every kid onto the Chromebooks, very, very important in terms of being able to access educational alternatives ordinarily. But that turned out to be one of these just genius strokes this year that, unlike so many other school districts in the state or around the country, weirdly, you were prepared for the possibility of having to move to the remote learning. I mean, how nice is it? I know it was a horrible thing to have to go through and still are, but, you know, at least that one thing you kind of already had in place, right?
It was, but for different reasons. I mean, we put it in place because we believe, and I still believe, that technology is such a big part of the workforce in the future.
Yeah.
And no matter what occupation you go into, you're going to have to be able to use technology. And so we have to start doing that in our public school system. And it needs to be universal so that no students are left out just because they couldn't afford it or they didn't have internet at home. We couldn't handicap them for their future job possibilities. And, you know, teachers also had to make a shift and a transformation in Vision 2020. And, of course, the pandemic has just jettisoned that to a new level. So proud of our remote teachers and the way they have embraced this and learned how to use that technology on a different level. It's not just turn your computer on and search the internet. Now they're really getting interactive and creative with their lesson plans.
I think one of the other things that Escambia County can really be proud of, and I want to give you a chance to talk about it for a second, is just the development of the career academies and these alternate vocational kinds of elements of, you know, that's the big push right now in Florida education. And again, Escambia is kind of at the lead edge of trying to make that happen, right?
You know, when I started in 2008, we had 7 career academies. All but 2 of those were at West Florida High School. And now we have career academies in every middle school, every high school. Most of them have multiple career academies. They cover most of the genres of jobs. And again, that's important because what we are preparing students to do, get out of high school, be educated, and get a job. That's what every mom and dad wants, I know. You want them to be productive, and you want them to find their niche in life, something they're going to enjoy, and get them prepared. We have, you know, teacher academies, flight academies, engineer academies, digital media academies, health academies, on and on. If you think of the occupation, we generally start it in our middle or high schools, which, once again, is going to have a tremendous impact on the future productivity and economics of our students.
Where do you see school as a as an entity going? I mean, it, you know, a couple of years ago, obviously, we had this horrible shooting at Parkland. We've had a lot of adjustment in terms of security since then, which you shepherded the district through. This year, we had the changes with COVID and the shutdowns and the effort to scramble to try to find a remote learning mechanism that would effectively deliver the kind of instruction that kids need. We all know in class is best, but, you know, trying to do something that out of school would these kinds of big social shifts, I can't help but leave a long-term impact on even just the way school is delivered. Do you think, like, when the vaccines are all done and we got good news this morning, do you think that, say, like, next year we're just going to be back to the way it was? Or do you think we're in a long-term shift mode for the way school is delivered to kids?
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll ever be like it was completely. I think some students, and it's a small number, for most students, they struggled with the remote, and they had a hard time really learning like they were. And I don't know if that's just because it was the initial entree into the setting, and the system struggled, and so therefore the students struggled. We will get better. I've seen progress on our part since the beginning of the year. The product we deliver now remotely is far superior than what we were doing in August. It's because teachers and the system's learning how to adapt. So I would be surprised if some version of remote doesn't exist in the future. I think parents who have been successful with their students in that option, they're going to demand it. They're going to demand that that's what they want out of their public system to deliver instruction to their students. And so the challenge for the system is to really continue to tweak that and improve it so that their achievement offset. You don't want to give someone something that they think fits their lifestyle and their schedule and can't deliver the same level of academic progress.
Most definitely. Is there something you think you're going to miss the most, you know, from being not the superintendent any longer?
I'm going to miss the students. I've missed them since March. As you know, every day I would round a school. I would walk into every classroom. I would see the great job our teachers were doing, and I'd see the students responding to that great instruction. I've missed that since March. That's what I'm going to miss the most, not having the ability to get up in the morning, go in a classroom, no matter what level, elementary, middle, or high, and just see our teachers and our students doing their thing and enjoying it, because, you know, school should be something that students and teachers would enjoy and make it a little bit of fun. So I'll miss that the most.
Do you know what you're going to do next? Have you made plans yet?
Well, I'm actually pastoring a church, a local church, Calvary Way, Full Gospel Church. Another way for me to continue to serve the community. It's sort of in my DNA to serve and help, and we're going to continue to help. We'll be in the community serving and supporting public schools, obviously, and they never open up mentors again, and people can go back in and visit. I'll be on the list.
And I like that. And then just kind of the last thing, I know you love your sporting events. I know you enjoyed being able to attend all the different ones. But I have to believe that you're looking forward to being able to fully and enthusiastically cheer for the schools and teams that you personally adore, as opposed to feeling the need to be neutral in all your cheering. Am I right about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, over time, having cheered for every one of the seven high schools, I really have come to love most of them. You know, some of them have really just kind of captured my heart. You know, Pine Forest girls basketball, I'm looking forward to that this year. I think they're going to play well. Washington basketball, you know, good games there. I'm watching, we still have three or four teams left in the state playoffs. Now that I have some free time, don't be surprised if I drive down to one of the games and support the team, because I still support Scambia County Public Schools. I'm going to support every one of those schools and wish them all the best. And I know the new superintendent, Dr. Tim Smith, we've been working the transition for the last 6 weeks. I think he's going to be fine, and we're going to help him all we can in the community, or help him personally, whatever he needs. We want it to be a success. We want to see them just take what we've built and continue to make progress on what's been established.
Well, I love to hear that. And I will tell you a similar thing that I told Tim Rozdick. You picked the worst and best year to retire. You know, this is not a year that anybody would have chosen to go through in the first place. I thought several times this year you came up with very good strategies that you explained well and had good reason for, and then you got the rug yanked out from under you on a lot of those. And I know it was a challenging year, especially for you trying to guide the school district through this. But Superintendent Thomas, you have always been responsive. You have always been willing to come on and talk about what's going on in the school district, good and bad. And I really appreciate that. And I just want to say, we appreciate your service, taking care of our kids, educating our community, and God bless you in the next thing that you're going to be doing. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew. And we've always enjoyed coming on 1620. You provide a great service to our community by allowing us to communicate all the issues that need to be told, not just inside our system, but outside. So Godspeed to you as well.